Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Missing Pages of History on the Saturday, August the 26th, 27th. And we'd like to have you join us as we pick our raffle for a quarterly raffle drawing. We have Lee out in the community on 1900 West Curry Street picking the winners for our raffle. And also, it's going to be an abbreviated show. Short show, and we'll have Mr. Emmanuel Joyner, our contributor and analyst. He'll give you a brief history on Missing Pages of History and what's been going on in the last couple of years. Mr. Lee?
Yes, we'd like to welcome everyone to Missing Pages. As we stated earlier, in the last program, today's going to be our quarterly drawing, raffle drawing. Right now, we have with us Brother Avon Street. He's going to draw the winning tickets for the participants. Right now, let's go to our quarterly drawing. Right now, for third prize, if you get a cash prize of $50, you can have Mr. Street draw for third prize. Mr. Street, pick a ticket. Round and round, where it goes, where it stops, Mr. Street only knows. Mr. Street, pick a ticket. Okay, yes. Pick a ticket. Let's see what he has picked. For third prize, we have Jabari Robinson, number 0601. Is that correct, Brother Street? Jabari,
yes, sir.
Robinson.
Yes, sir.
For third prize, congratulations, Brother Jabari, third prize. Okay, next. And he is out of Virginia. Let's go to the second prize. Second prize is cash prize of $150. Round and round. There it goes. There it stops. Only Mr. Squeak, though. Mr. Squeak, who can win this $150? Pick a ticket, please. Okay, he has reached in. He got one. Let's see what we have here. For second prize, we have Ray Hakee Robinson. For second prize, the ticket number is 0491. Is that correct, Mr. Squeak?
Yes, sir.
Ray Robinson, second prize, ticket number 0491. Congratulations to Ray Robinson. That's the second prize. Now the big prize, the $300. Let's see what happens. Let's go around. Round and around, where it goes, where it stops, nobody knows. As you can know, we are out here in the public at HP Gas Station, located in 1920 West Curry Street. Nobody's in there. Okay, let's pick for the first prize. The big prize is $300. Just pick each of them and go over to you. With the street, who do you have? The first prize, we have a Deanna Plush, Deanna Flesh. She won first prize, ticket 02-02-41. First prize. Is that correct, Mr. Smith?
Correct.
Deanna Flesh. We'd like to congratulate Deanna Flesh for first prize. Mr. Smith, we'd like to thank you for your participation. And is there a few words you'd like to say to the audience?
Thank you all for listening. This is these people that are doing this thing here. And I hope everybody that wants some comes by and talk to
us. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. We'll get back with you. All right. Well, audience, as you can tell, we have just had our 48th Ralph Jordan. Just to recap our winners, we have our third prize to Bobby Robinson, ticket 06-01, out of Virginia. We have second prize, Ray Hackey Robinson, ticket number 0491. And our first prize, we have Johnny Plus, out of Richmond, Virginia, 0241. Congratulations to our winners. Right now, Susan, we'll take it right back to you.
Okay, thank you. What we're going to do now is we're going to have Mr. Joyner come on, and he's going to give you a brief history on what Missing Pages in History has been doing over the years. Mr. Joyner, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. I think the guy has wanted to say some of the things we've been doing this year so far. We've achieved some of our goals. Still got some more goals to go. We have done book bags. We have done articles to missions, to food banks, things we have done in the underprivileged, underserved in the community. I'd like to thank you guys for your donations. Participate in our raffle drawing. Don't forget our T-shirts and cap drive. We're still trying to raise more money to do more things in the community to make sure the kids have what they need to go to school with. And that including book bags, that including paper, pencils, books that they need, footwear, outerwear, things that we're doing. We have purchased jackets and coats from the Goodwill stores. People giving us donations. We clean the jackets and everything else to make sure to give it to these kids from the ages of 6 years of age to the age of 13. Also, we contribute to AAU basketball, make sure we're doing things there, boys and girls clubs, things that we're doing in the community. I want to thank you for your participation. I want to thank you for your donations. I want to thank you for your prayers also. So please keep on giving to Missing Pages of History. I want you to keep looking up for our telecast starting September the 13th. I think we're doing eight TV shows on Comcast. Also, we're doing radio shows every other week. Our radio show will start again next week. And we're doing topics like the presidential watch, or you might say the Trump watch. We're doing breaking news, what's happening in your neck of the woods. So these are the things we're also asking you to participate in what's going on in your neighborhood, things that you can change. And be sure we're talking about registering for voting. Make sure you vote. Make sure you register. Make sure you vote. I can't say it enough. We got to change the local politics as well as the national politics. So thank you again for tuning in to our raffle drawing. Thanks again for tuning in for our telecast and radio broadcast. Again, Missing Pages of History, we thank you. Back to you, Susie.
Okay, thank you. And okay, that will conclude our show for today. And I just wanted to reiterate the winners for the August 26th raffle, and they were Deanna Plush, ticket number 0241, and that was in the amount of first place prize of $300, second place prize of $150. $150 was ticket number 0491, and that was Hakeem Robinson. And third place in the amount of $50, Jabari Robinson, ticket number 0601. And once again, as Mr. Jordan said, we'd like to thank you, and may you have a good weekend. And please join us on our next show, which will be our Blog Talk Radio Show, which will be September the 9th, and also we'll be starting MPH TV show, which will be on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 at Comcast Channel 95, and that's September the 13th, 27. Once again, we thank you and have a good evening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, yeah, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Wake up, yeah. Whoa.
Teach the children.